Are you grasping at straws, or you're gasping for air? Do you stare at the stars, pretend you know where it's been a long time, babe? Think I'll go down to the corner store, buy a pack of cigarettes. Think I'll stand in line for roulette and bet it all on red. It's been a long time, babe. It's been a long time, babe. And I'm looking at the past, and I'm leaving it behind.
That was Nirvana, of course, with Breed. Before that, we heard Sunshine Riot. Sunshine Riot have a new EP coming out. The song was called Looking at the Past. The EP is going to be called Loud, Bright, and Violent. And the Chats, a band from Australia, opened up with Out on the Street. I can't say the name of that release because it has a bad word in it. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I'm thrilled to have Lurid Purple Flowers, Ben, and CA here with me tonight. How you doing, guys?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good, good. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I got to open up with the name of the band alone, right there, Lurid Purple Flowers. Where'd you come up with that?
Oh, man.
Is it a long story?
I think it was one of the first things that we did when we all sat down and we were like, well, we gotta, you know, have a name that fits the sound, right? And I had a couple of phrases that we were tossing around back in my notes, and I think Lurid, we settled on Lurid at first, and we eventually lengthened it to Lurid Purple Flowers. I think it just describes how we sound, you know, who we are as a band.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a cool name. It's a cool name. I like it. So how long have you been together as a band?
Current lineup, about a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you both went to Berkeley, is that right, or am I wrong there?
Yeah, we did.
Is that where you met, or was it post-Berkeley that you...
It was pre-COVID, post-Berkeley.
Yeah. So,
right before the storm.
Perfect timing.
Best time to start a new band, yeah. Right before a global pandemic.
And you've had a couple changes in the lineup, or is it just...
I think it was really just one real big one, I think. Yeah. The big one was we slimmed down from a quartet to a trio.
Oh, you were a quartet at one point.
Yeah, Our first couple shows, we played with four members, but you know, we found our new drummer, and we slimmed it down to a trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great sound. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Who's in charge of the lyrics, the music? Do you both do that, or is...
Oh man, don't let me talk about lyrics.
I write the music, and then Ben and I have been collaborating on this next album a lot more. So it's both of us.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there a full album coming?
There is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be later this year. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
No official release dates yet, but it's coming. I would feel like, you know, we've done two EPs.
Yeah.
I love doing an EP. I love doing a shorter project, but I think it's not really official until you have an album. You know?
Yeah, and you know what? That seems to be the process I've noticed with a lot of people. They put EPs out prior to, then they eventually go full length, but that seems to be what the norm is for folks.
Yeah. Well, you can't, like... I feel like you can't, or it might not be the best idea to, you know, undertake 12 to 16 tracks before you know what works, before you find your sound. So,
yeah,
I think we learned a lot, both EPs. And we're excited for the full length.
Speaking of the sound, how would you describe your sound? Because a lot of times people, I hate to describe bands for them. Like, in other words, I want the band to describe, like, to put a label on a band is, I think, hard. So,
absolutely.
What do you think you like? What's your influences? I guess is what led to what you try to get across with your sound.
I'd say we're raw. we're pretty
definitely.
Raw and just
centered around the live show mostly. You know, there's a couple of bands that I want to name as influences, but their names are explicit, which should give you a hint as to the direction, you know, we take inspiration from.
Yeah, I have that. I run into that a lot playing music on this show.
But recently, I heard an EP from an upcoming hardcore band called Chatpile. It was a real good recent inspiration for me.
Are they from here, from the country, or overseas?
I believe they're from here. I'm not sure about the whole lineup, but I think it's like Midwest hardcore type thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
All right, you want to play a couple?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Where for you sure. Going?
Yeah, you can. Whenever you want, you're good to go.
All right. All right, this song is called Addict.
Great song.
I
goes by everything you say.
That was great.
Thank you.
I like that song a lot. Thanks. Anyway, but that's off of, what's that? Was that the No Sympathy? Yeah, No Sympathy EP that came off of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a bit of a different sound for us too, that single. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's a, do you have videos for that? Do you have a video for that? No? Do you have a video for that?
No, song? We have a video for On Your Own, but not for that one yet. I would love to do a video for that one.
Is On Your Own the only video?
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
That was a great undertaking, but that was a lot. That took probably a whole summer to put together.
The video did? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
We did everything ourselves with our friends, so it was... It was cool. It was a good project, though.
I gave everyone Domino's pizza and PBRs. It was great.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Are you going to have any upcoming with the new release?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think I would definitely want at least one video for this. I think when you have that many songs, you got to have...
Again, that seems to be the norm, too. A lot of people crank videos out like they're... I'm saying to myself, they can't be all that expensive to make. People bang them out. Like, some people have like 5 videos for like a 7-song release and things like that.
Yeah. So. It definitely has gotten a lot cheaper, and especially because I'm really lucky. A lot of the friends that, I've made throughout college, they do a lot of this stuff. The guy who shot our music video, Sage Drecker, he lives in New York now, but, he does a lot of great work and he doesn't break the bank. So shout out Sage.
No, yeah, shout out.
Yeah. A lot of it must be time. I guess you have to put into it as opposed to like actually the financial end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely both.
Yeah. You want to play another one, and then I'm going to play some stuff of yours from my laptop. But do you guys do a lot of acoustic?
Actually, no. I think this may be the second or third acoustic thing we've ever done. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We had we did one on Suffolk Radio. Last year, end of last year, and then I think we did on WRB, we did earlier that year. But other than that, no, it's mostly just
been
plugged in.
Where's WRB? Where are they?
That's Littleton, Massachusetts.
Oh, right, yep.
Littleton.
Yeah, about an hour.
I don't even know where the hell that is.
Yeah, I didn't either until they invited us on.
But you're like, we'll go. Where are you
again?
It's
like this room in the back of a gun range. Yeah. And you're like, oh, God, are we going to get killed?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Oh, they're great people over there. We love them.
Yeah, they are.
Well, for some people have only done it a couple of times. You sounded great. But, yeah, I know your crux of your stuff is the live shows, which are very energetic from what I know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, play one more and I'll do some stuff with this.
Cool.
Okay. We're going to try out a new one that's not released yet.
Will it be on the upcoming release?
It will be.
Oh, there you go.
A little live premiere for you.
There you go.
This song is called Detuned.
How'd it sound to you? Sounded good.
It sounded good to me.
It's good in there.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You're still fleshing that one out. It's brand new, right?
We are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I look forward to a new release.
Cool.
Thank you.
It'd be a really good one.
You weren't going to sing Darkness, were you? No. Were you?
No.
Okay, good, because I'm going to play it.
Cool.
All right, we're going to play a couple tunes. I'm going to play one of theirs. Play something maybe by the Neighborhoods, but we'll be back after a couple more songs to chat a bit more, and I think they're going to strum one more, but this is Darkness. The name of the song is anyway.
See, I'm not exactly what's in store. Being with you is not really for me. I've got to be free. Darkness.
All right. That was classic Neighborhoods, song called She's So Good. That was from the last Rat, Live at the Rat. They play there often. Before that, we played Darkness from the Mania EP with Lurid Purple Flowers. We're back. Guys are going to do another one for us. Thrumming on.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk a bit about your upcoming show and stuff of that nature.
Sounds good.
But,
Tuning.
Yeah.
All right, the song is called On Your Own. Ready?
That was one of your quicker numbers.
Yeah.
That's a bang bang.
Cool.
So you want to? You got a show coming up?
I do.
Yes, sir. We are playing Taffeta, the new venue out in Lowell. That's February 4th. We're gonna be with the Shirt and Shoes, King Shot, and our friends Little Fuss. It's gonna be a real fun time.
I can get up to Lowell. They that seems to be a thriving scene for clubs.
They just got another new venue too. I forget the name of it off the top of my head, but yeah, there's venues opening instead of closing out there, which is always good.
Do you know of the Worthen Attic?
I don't. I've heard good things.
Is that
it?
Maybe that?
I think one of my friends told me about that spot.
I haven't been there, but I'm playing a song later on. It's a local band called Girl with a Hawk are playing there. And Lowell seems to be, and it's not that far, right? How far a ride is Lowell?
No, it's
half hour, 25 minutes, something like that.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get out there. And we were talking off air about, and I was saying that back in the day, commercial radio would play local bands. They really don't do that anymore. There were periodicals like the Phoenix that listed all kinds of clubs and venues, and you would, during Thursday night, my girlfriend and I would look through and you see the bands and you'd find out where they're playing, you go see them. And that's all kind of gone away now. So how hard is it to get your music out there aside from like college radio, like places like this? But like, what do you do to help to try and get it out there?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But,
it's,
you know,
very tough.
I think that, you know, there's still people, you know, at least, you know, I've been since we've been in Boston, people that I've had the pleasure to know that they're still, you know, searching for some real stuff, you know, some real music, some good live shows. And, you know, as long as there are people willing to seek it out, it's going to keep happening. And, you know, if you're looking for something to do on a Thursday night, Friday night, anything like that, you know, there's always a venue for live music under $5, $10, you know, and you might see the best show you've ever seen in your life. You know, you never know. So I think really it's just, it's about finding those people. And I think that we definitely went through a time where we were playing every show that was offered to us. And that definitely helped us find our folks. You know, yeah, just trying to, play shows with your friends, and you know they'll bring their friends, and you know hopefully good things happen from there.
I think it's starting to pick up a little bit. Like I used to always lament that the younger people, by young I mean people like your age, weren't going to shows, but I'm seeing a little bit more of that now. The shows I've been to anyway, like I referenced the Middle East show you guys played. I think that was pretty much sold out a while back.
Yeah,
with Stormstress and Crown Lift, right?
Yeah.
Is that the bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, so I mean, they're starting to get out there, people.
Yeah.
But anything else you want to add before we?
Yeah, sure. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are Lurid Purple Flowers. You can find us on our website, lpfbandofficial.com, for the latest news. We're going to be putting out a new single maybe later this month, maybe, February, maybe March. Follow us to find out. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
And at some point, there might be a... Do we always say that at some point? I don't want to say you're putting something out, but at some point this year, it might be a full length.
Oh, there's definitely going to be a full length. It's definitely coming this year.
So I'm not out of line saying that's going down.
Not out of line. It's going down. We're gonna shoot for as many tracks as we can. We're going to record everything and see what sticks.
So. All right, cool. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. I'm going to leave with something by a band called the Jack Lights, but I'll be back in about... 3 or 4 songs. Thanks again. That was good stuff. These are the Jack Lights.
You got no gratitude. You got no grace. some dirt down by the fistful. You wouldn't have my picture by a candle. Let's paste it on the bullseye of the dartboard on your mantle. You got an attitude. You got no gratitude. You got no grace. Puffed up and arrogant. I swear never again to be in the same place as someone who wants the worst for me.
That was Devil Love with a song called We Could Have Saved Ourselves. Before that, The Interrupters, Worse For Me, off their newest release, In the Wild, and the Jacklights song called Eat the Young. It's 845 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I want to thank the guys from Lurid Purple Flowers, or actually guy and a girl, Ben and CA from Lurid Purple Flowers for coming in. Did a fantastic job. They're a great new band. I'm going to play a song now by Girl with a Hawk. Brand new song by Girl with a Hawk called Same Stars. Girl with a Hawk have a show at the Worthen Attic in Lowell on February 19th. Sarah Levesque will also be there. And it's an early show. I think it's a 4:30 start. So check on that time. But again, it's the Worthen Attic, Girl with a Hawk, Sarah Levesque, and this is their latest single called Same Stars.
Oh, lights up and turning out the light. Ain't gonna be no memory, gonna haunt me down tonight. Draw the curtains tight. I was just a child the first time I lost a friend. Mama said someday when you are grown you'll understand. Well, I'm all grown in a stale
That was a band called Mightmare. Song was Sure Thing off of Crew Liars. Before that, Nate Doyle. Song called One Memory. And Girl with a Hawk. Same stars as that new single by Girl with a Hawk. Once again, they're playing at the Worthen Attic in Lowell on February 19th, along with Sarah Levesque. It's an early show, so you want to get there. Obviously, I think it starts around 4:30, so check on that time. But I got to get out of here. WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Skybar. Let me see what I get lined up to time-wise is going to fit into this thing. I get one by Sour Punch. We'll see you next week. Thanks. WMFO in Medford.
She's out of her mind. Hey guys, it's Quay. I'm back. It feels like it's been forever. I hope you guys have had a lovely